this moment. This moment seemingly distorted, seemingly distorting. As we practice being present, experiencing zazening, we often discover ways that this moment seems distorted. We discover ways that we seem to distort this moment. Of course, everyone discovers this, whether they are practicing zazening, whether they are being this zazening life that they are, whether they know they are practicing or not. This distorting is the nature for many of us of being alive in whichever way we are this moment. Yet most of us assume that our distortions are the truth, are natural, are not distortions. We assume that our distortions of this moment are the way it is, or at least the way it should be, or the way we can make it be. Of course, there are no distortions. And yet, we distort this moment for ourselves in habit holdings, in beliefs and systems, in certainty of what is, of who is, of who is not, of what is not. What we, in a sense, entangle and hold on to and miss this moment of our life, this experiencing, is missed. So one aspect as we practice is to notice how often and how quickly judgment thoughts, judgment emotion reactions arise and are believed about events so-called inside or events so-called outside, believed about mine, things that are mine, or things that are of others, things that are near, things that are far, all the ways that, distortions seem to be natural. They are these belief reactions about what is good, bad, what will be or should be, the therein and thereby's of this moment experiencing, and it's the therein's and thereby's through which we distort this moment. We retort to this moment arising, and in a sense, create difficulties, cause these distortions and retorts are the difficulties that occur in our life, and it's what we discover as we practice, as we're present and notice what's going on inside or outside. Of course, everyone we meet discovers this in the process of living. And yet, most of us, if we're not practicing, if we're not aware of practice, add on to it and pile on to it in ways that are not skillful. These distortions are nothing but our practice opportunity. Our practice opportunity of noticing, holding to, of reacting to notice the reason, so to speak, of the holding to notice how we react with anger, with greed, with fears, or how we react with so-called delusions of self, others, and assurances and beliefs and disbeliefs, all sorts of ways we characterize us, others, what is, what isn't. None of these are problems. These are all our opportunity. Our opportunity for what? As Dogen says, devote yourself energetically to pursue the way. These are our opportunities to pursue the way. Dogen continues, quote, you should practice, be it by using mind, or by using no mind, or by using half mind. If I add on, by using whatever this moment is skillful that you can see. So Dogen says, therefore, you should learn to practice with the same sense of urgency that would drive you to put out a fire on top of your head or to do something to pay homage to the Buddha. In other words, to know that this is your life opportunity. To know that whatever arises, including all sorts of holdings and all sorts of judgments and beliefs and reactions, whichever is there is your practice opportunity as best you can, using mind, no mind, half mind. No need to add on a judgment of how you should be as opposed to doing it as best you can right now, right here, right now. Because this is the moment of your life. There is no other. And therefore, this is the best Buddha that you are. Take good care of it. Thank you. Take care of your life.